And at a wedding, the boy that stands up with the groom is called the
bridegroom,
or the friend of the groom.
No, I don't know how you call that.
What about the women that?
They call it the boy of honor, in French. Uh
huh. What about the women that stand up with the bride?
Oh, well, they call it the girl of honor too.
Uh-huh.
The bridesmaid now, they call it.
Uh-huh.
But in French, they call that the girl of honor, like the boy.
And
but they don't use that word anymore now, you know, they'll say the bridesmaid.
Mm-hmm.
People are switching so much in English that French is going down, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's different from when my time was now, you see, with my children time. A lot of those French words are not there anymore. They just say it in and how we speak French, they said it in English now.
Is there any area around here where French is still very strong?
Oh yes, they are strong around here, around me.
Huh?
They wouldn't come to our church, those French people hardly.
Uh-huh.
They're kind of afraid about the Baptists, I don't know why. They said, they used to say if you go there, you might join, so they don't come too much around. Which they should. They don't want to see them join, only they just join a church. I like people to know what they're doing.
Uh-huh.
And being sincere and see really if they feel that God pardoned them and saved them before they do nothing. Sometimes people do that and they don't stay in the church. And that make a bad influence on a church, you know, if people don't stay. And some don't stay because they not, they just do it by exciting, or they're not really decided.
Mm-hmm. A long time ago, after a wedding, people in the town would come around their house at night and make a lot of noise.
Well, that's when somebody is divorced,
mm-hmm.
and he married a girl or married a boy and they divorced him. They used that long time ago. They come around making noise with pans and holler and sing.
What did they call that?
Charivari in French. I don't know how you call that in English.
And say if there was trouble at a party, you say the police came and they didn't arrest just one or two of them. They arrested the...
Well, I can't tell you about that.
They arrested the... What?
The bad one?
Or if they arrested everybody, you said they arrested...
No, they will just arrest the one that did the bad deal, I guess.
Uh-huh. Or you said they arrested the what group? The
teenage group.
Uh-huh. And if children get out of school at 4 o'clock, you say at 4 o'clock school...
It's late.
Or if they get out at 4, you say at 4 o'clock school...
School's out.
And after vacation, children might ask, when does school...
When the school start?
And if a child left home to go to school and didn't show up in school that day, you'd say he...
Just killed time in town. I don't know how you use that word.
Uh-huh. And you go to school to get...
And you can't find him. Just play hooky in town.
Why do people go to school?
Well, to get educated.
Huh?
To learn and be educated.
And after high school, you go on to
college. Some don't want to go. They don't want to study anymore.
Uh-huh.
They just quit. They don't see the importance of college.
Uh-huh. And after kindergarten, children go into the...
First grade, I guess.
Uh-huh. And you say years ago, children sat on benches, but now they sit at...
On chairs. I had to sit on benches at school when I go to school.
You had to?
Oh, yeah.
What do you call those things that they have now that have the top on and everything?
The desk?
Uh-huh.
There was a desk, and then from that desk there was a back. No, from the back down there was the seat for the bench. And we sit two persons in one bench. I had saved some leave in an old barn. I have that the first thing I knew, somebody had steal it, I guess for antique. I couldn't get it back.
But nowadays in a classroom there might be 30 of these.
Yes, I saw the picture.
30 of what?
30 of this little desk, a little chair with an old chair,
uh-huh.
with a little front.
And
like a desk.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if they had drawers on there or not.
Mm-hmm.
But so long I didn't go in a schoolhouse.